Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Something else.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 3rd of July of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1884, Dow Jones published its first stock index, the Dow Jones Transportation Average, which led to some people saying, "What's the Dow Jones Index?" and another people saying, "It has something to do with stocks," for the next 200 years. In 1890, on this day, King Leopold II gave the Congo, previously a private possession, to Belgium. I'm not sure how the Congo felt about it. Nobody asked. But that's history for you. Happy birthday today to Tom Cruise, Scientologist and man who famously does his own stunts. Celebrate Tom Cruise's birthday by running around a corner at a very acute angle. You know how he runs at a lower angle because he's got a lower centre of gravity?
It's because he's so rich, Alice, that his wallet weighs him down on one side. So before he films his running scenes, he has to put his wallet on the side of his body to which he will be turning.
Like on a ship where you counterbalance it.
That's one thing people don't know about Cruise, is he insists on being paid in coins. So
you've just heard the voice of your guest for today. Your guest for today is a classic The Last Post guest. Welcome back to the show, Andrew Zaltzman. Andrew, how are you?
Hello, Alice. I'm adequate, thank you.
So you've taken a week off your hectic reality television filming schedule to plan your next project.
Yes.
Which is going to blow the top off the reality television market, I hear. Can you tell me a little bit about that project?
Well, it's literally going to blow the top off the reality television market. It's celebrity volcanology. And each of our celebrities is allocated a different volcano, all of which are in an active state, but not currently erupting. And the winner is the one who can get their volcano to erupt first. So it is quite literally going to blow the top off.
Coming up today, we'll be looking at all the latest in UK lockdown relief news for our top story. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, apologies from us at The Last Post for last Sunday, when some of our listeners would have experienced a glitch in the space-time continuum that led to some of the distribution of our podcast getting lost in the space between dimensions. Apparently, according to scientists, a rift has opened up in a production email address back channel, and our cybersecurity and interdimensional travel division is looking into that problem. Stay tuned for updates. Meanwhile, in America, the White House is under pressure to explain how Trump's administration failed to sanction Russia after information that Trump knew Russia had offered Taliban fighters bounties to kill U.S. troops. Many political commentators are saying that this is the straw that will break the camel's back on Trump's popularity, but others are saying that the camel's back in this instance is a kind of camel which is either a jellyfish with no back or an Escher camel who has no back but presents a belly on every side. And in fact, the camel's humps are the tits of a camel. And quick, someone had better tweet something problematic before a nation with the most heavily funded military in the world realizes that the commander-in-chief of that military apparently couldn't be doing anything about the fact that his best friend Putin was paying his enemies to shoot them. You been following that story, Andy?
Well, yeah, it's one of the many stories that I do my best not to follow, but it's quite hard to avoid. In terms of one sort of ability to feign or channel optimism, it's I guess one of those stories that it's best to take in extremely small doses.
Well, you have to take the news these days with so many grains of salt that you end up with salt poisoning. We're all just bloated, flabby salt beasts roaming the salty plains.
Roaming the Salty Plains, of course, was that a wildlife series that I did some years ago. That proved somewhat controversial for some of the cookery scenes.
Well, that's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because how come you've forgotten the face of your first crush, but can still remember the jingle for that cordial that used to be on TV? This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Wasabi. Wasabi, a delicious thing to put on your sushi until you have even slightly too much, whereupon it will blow the top of your head off. If you're a lady or a murderer, sometimes you have to get rid of unexpected bloodstains. The best way to get rid of an unexpected bloodstain is to soak and scrub the stain in half a glass of cold water. Half a glass of water for small to medium stains. Sometimes it's the classics that work.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story brought to you by Andrew Zaltzman, UK lockdown relief news. Apparently the lockdown in the UK is easing up, Andrew. What have you got to say about that?
Well, yes, joy on the streets of Britain. Prime Minister Johnson, of course, has led the country through this crisis with an impressive degree of staggering incompetence, even by his market-leading standards, and giving the electorate exactly what they voted for last year. And the government's just announced a new raft of measures to force people to get out and spend their money to get the country back on track. So it's not just a matter of allowing people to do more things, but really to stop the economy completely tanking. There has to be an element of compulsion about it. It's kind of economic conscription alongside the government's slogans to encourage people to get out and spend money that they don't have and don't have any real prospect of earning in the future due to the collapsed job markets. Government slogans such as, yeah, it's probably okay. Why not spend it even if you haven't got it? We're all just dust anyway. We don't care, so you shouldn't either. And this might be shit, but it might be also as good as it gets. So the government's really, you've got to give them credit for trying to force people to spend the money that that we don't have. And there's kind of jury service type summonses to get people contributing to the economy again. A friend of mine just yesterday got a letter instructing her to spend £100 a week on coffee and sandwiches plus £200 on an unnecessary gadget such as an electric cucumber slicer or a rotary carrot griller, similar to the doner kebab, but vegan friendly. So yeah, interesting times. And the R value, the much debated R value of the virus, is hovering around the one mark, and the government's come up with a new scheme to get it down from one, so people will be paired up with the person they are most likely to infect or be infected by and just make sure that they don't come within the new speculative 37.2 metre distance of that one specific contagion buddy. So if they keep away from their R1 partner, then they'll get their R down to R0, according to Health Secretary Matt Hancock, who said this while visibly trying to suppress both a laugh and a scream. So it's interesting way around. I mean, the science is unclear on that, but that's always been the way. And you know, as long as you've got a microphone and a press conference, then you've got control of the game. But there's things that we can do now, but still other things that we can't. We can now, for example, meet friends, lovers and relatives. Not always a good idea to do all of those simultaneously. But still no return for pub fighting, which is disappointingly still off the government list of permitted activities, much to the disappointment of most British people, really. It's part of our
culture.
What's
a Sunday night if you can't glass a stranger in the teeth?
Well, exactly. I mean, that's you look at Stonehenge. That was basically the result of a pub fight. That used to be a large pub made of big stones. The problem with this is that although pub fighting is still banned, people are, you know, very militant about seeing other people break the rules and they're abiding by them. And this has actually led to quite a lot of fights where people have waded in, fists flying, into other people trying to start a pub fight, shouting, "We're not supposed to be fighting, you selfish pricks." So it's causing, as so many things, a degree of confusion. However, on the plus side, Alice...
It's difficult, Andy, because there's no socially responsible, socially distanced way of having a fight, except, may I suggest, jousting. Bring back jousting.
Well, jousting actually is, as long as your jousting pole is at least 2 metres long, jousting is on the list. Dueling at dawn also is, in fact, you know, getting old school. A lot of the old activities are coming back into fashion, such as... you know, baking and sitting around thinking about the prospect of death. Things that had largely gone out of fashion due to the nature of modern life and progress. And dueling at dawn is, that's fine. So a lot of people are actually, you know, having their satisfaction not through the medium of smashing a glass and hurling a half-drunk pint of cider and some shards at someone else, but they're meeting in a woodland clearing at dawn and shooting at each other. But, you know, it's what made this country great. There's other things that are and aren't allowed. Not allowed, motorcycle pyramids. Can't do that while socially distanced. But you are allowed to do solo jumps over rows of buses. So some split in the stunt community over the rights and wrongs of the government legislation. But you can't please everyone. You can please some stunt artists all of the time, all stunt artists some of the time. You can't please all stunt artists all of the time. You're not allowed to go and see a play, but you are allowed to watch the unscripted drama of life unfold on overcrowded beaches. You are allowed now to go to a place of worship, but you're not allowed to perform a human sacrifice in that place of worship. That still remains dangerous due to the potential splatter. You're not allowed to go to a gym, but you are allowed to visit a museum, but you're not allowed, and this is where it gets confusing, to visit a museum and use the priceless exhibits as gym kit. So you can't do bicep curls with a 3,000-year-old Egyptian vase. That's not allowed. Or pull-ups on ancient Greek friezes. No way. Or using stuffed extinct saber-toothed badgers as punch bags. None of that is allowed.
Well, that's all the time that we have for the top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. Remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes from Andreas. He says, "Hello, Alice, and hopefully Tiff." That's you today, Andy.
Oh, right. Hello.
"You often introduce Tiff as a celebrity dick deflector, and this raises a question for me. Is she a celebrity who deflects dicks, or does she only deflect the dicks of celebs? Thank you for reading my stupid letter. Good luck to you, Christopher. Regards, Andreas." Andreas, this is a truly stupid letter. You know that I am a big supporter of women, and of course, Tiff is the central object of that sentence. She is the celebrity dick deflector. She deflects the dicks. She is also the celebrity. So the dicks may or may not be belonging to celebrities, but that is secondary to the function of Tiff, which is to deflect them. Andrew, you have anything to say on this?
Well, I mean, it's... Dick Deflector was my favourite cartoon... detective of my childhood, and it's good that he's had a reboot for the modern age. I mean, it's somewhat different, it must be said, from the original 1970s versions, which I think we can all agree have dated very, very badly indeed.
Well, thank you, Andrew, and thank you, Andreas, for your stupid letter. Remember, you can send a stupid letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Please recommend us to your friends. Your guest today on the podcast was Mr. Andrew Zaltzman, who you can listen back to on episode 1 of this podcast. Why not start from the beginning and learn about this horrific year once more?
No, thank you.
Andrew, we can relive all the high points. Andrew, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, I've got a new TV show coming out, very a la mode, in tune with what's been going on in the world recently.
It's called with ice cream on the side?
it's called Vigilantique, in which I travel around with a bunch of historically informed heavies and heaviettes looking for old relics, artifacts and artworks with a potentially questionable history. And we smash them to pieces in front of their weeping, stroke, cheering owners. So it's really one of the more sort of up to the minute shows that I've done in my my illustrious broadcasting career. Vigilantique, it's on every day for, I don't know, about 8 episodes a day, I think.
Well, thank you so much. I'll be sure to tune into that, Andrew. The Last Post is a something else. Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. On the 23rd of July, I will be doing a live show on Next Up Comedy. I'm still not sure what I'm going to be doing for that show, but do Google it and sign up for tickets. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.